This year, For the Birds will celebrate our silver anniversary. When the program first aired on May 12, 1986, it never occurred to me that I'd still be producing it 25 years later. The first week, I did programs about hummingbirds, orioles, and house wrens. It never occurred to me that I'd soon be talking about species never found in field guides, such as Snoopy's little buddy, Woodstock. I'd been a Peanuts fan since I first opened a newspaper as a little girl. When I first started reading it in the late 1950s, Woodstock wasn't a character. It wasn't until the early 60s that Snoopy first started befriending birds, when the cartoon occasionally showed little birds using his doghouse as a migration rest stop, a nesting site, or a place to play cards. The birds never spoke, none of them had names, and Snoopy was often more irritated by them than friendly toward them. Then on April 4, 1967, a bird flew in exhausted after a long flight and alighted on Snoopy's nose. In the next strips, we learned that this little bird doesn't like to fly south every winter, is rather a weak flyer, and is an excellent mechanic, assisting Snoopy in his World War I flying ace persona. Over the following months and years, we learned that the little bird also had excellent typing skills, serving as Snoopy's secretary whenever the Beagle worked on the novel that opened It Was a Dark and Stormy Night, or when Snoopy needed secretarial services after he was appointed head Beagle. Charles Schulz officially named the little bird on June 22, 1970. He explained in an interview in 1987, quote, "I had been reading the Life magazine article about the Woodstock Festival, and I had the little bird in the strip." Over the years, Woodstock served as Snoopy's wrist-wrestling partner or golf caddy. Woodstock also occasionally played football with Snoopy, but was usually simply hit by the ball. On June 8, 1995, Woodstock was revealed to wear contact lenses. His flying skills never improved. It turns out he's subject to beak bleeds when he reaches an altitude of 10 feet. On television specials and movies, Woodstock is an expert whistler. In the strip, he speaks in punctuation marks alone, though Snoopy never has difficulty understanding him. Woodstock almost always manages to stump Snoopy when playing trivia. He hates being mistaken for the wrong species of bird, but we never learn what the right species is. Snoopy tried to identify him with a field guide and asked him to imitate a crow, American bittern, Carolina wren, rufous-sided towhee, yellow-billed cuckoo, Canada goose, and mourning warbler. Snoopy hurt Woodstock's feelings by saying, "For all I know, you're a duck," but quickly took it back. No matter what species Woodstock is, it's only important that he's Snoopy's best friend. I wrote to Charles Schulz in 1996 asking how he developed Woodstock as a character. He wrote back, "Comic strip inspiration happens so gradually that it's virtually impossible to explain. One thing leads to another, and something finally happens. Drawing is also very important, and it took me 20 years to learn to draw Woodstock so that he was a good character. He and Snoopy have never been able to figure out what kind of bird he is, and a lot of people forget that he was originally a girl bird, for she was Snoopy's secretary." Even though I was disappointed that Charles Schulz couldn't imagine a boy bird serving as secretary or a girl bird serving as a beagle's best buddy, I've always been thrilled to have this wonderful personal letter. It's posted online in my Flickr gallery. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.